Welcome to Lesson 2. In this lesson, you'll learn how to perform some of the most common tasks in Windows, running programs, and working with program windows. Specifically, you'll learn how to run a program using the Programs item in the Start menu, and we'll look at some features that are shared by most programs running in Windows 95. You'll see how to run a program using the Run item from the Start menu, and you'll learn several methods of switching among several programs. We'll examine some ways to organize the program windows on your desktop and how to make windows disappear from the desktop without actually closing them. And you'll also learn some different ways of closing windows. Finally, if you're familiar with DOS, you'll see how to run DOS from Windows. Look over the topics and click the play button to continue. Before we start working with programs, I want to make sure you understand what files, programs, and documents are. Your computer processes a lot of information. This information is stored in various files, so a file is just a collection of information. There are basically two types of information that your computer works with, so there are basically two types of files. Program files contain information that tell the computer how to do something. For example, a word processing program tells the computer how to take what you type in and turn it into a letter. Document files generally contain information that is created by a program or that is needed to help a program work. For example, when you write a letter using a word processor, the actual letter you create is stored in a document file. Look over the screen for a moment and then click the play button when you are ready to continue. Program files and document files are stored in folders on your computer. For example, if you have Microsoft Word for Windows, a word processing program, it is probably stored in a folder called WinWord. You'll learn more about how folders and files are organized later in the course. Windows 95 comes with several programs, and you can also install your own programs, such as Microsoft Excel. In this lesson, we're going to use the programs provided by Windows 95. Depending on how your Windows 95 was installed, some of these programs may not be on your computer. If you want to make sure they are installed now, click the Help button in the toolbar and follow the instructions, or you can install them during the lesson, as they are needed. Look over the screen and then click the play button to start working with programs. Although we briefly went over how to run a program in Lesson 1, let me refresh your memory. First, click the Start button located in the lower left corner of your screen. Next, move the mouse pointer up to the Programs item. Most of the programs that come with Windows 95 are contained in the top item, Accessories. Move the mouse pointer directly to the right and then straight up to highlight Accessories. One of the last items in the Accessories submenu should be WordPad. If you don't see it listed, pause the audio and then click the Help button in the play bar. There you'll find instructions for installing WordPad. Go ahead and highlight WordPad and then click it. You should now see a window containing the WordPad program, and another button should be displayed in the taskbar labeled Document WordPad. This button tells you that the WordPad program is open and that the blank document currently displayed is temporarily named Document. Let's take a closer look at the WordPad window. Most windows share some common features, regardless of which company developed the program inside it. For example, every window has a title bar, which is the horizontal bar at the top of the window. The title bar contains the name of the program, as well as the Minimize, Maximize, and Close buttons on the far right side. The icon on the far left side of the title bar represents the program, and it also has another function, which you'll learn about later. Right below the title bar is the menu bar, which consists of a series of menu names. Each menu contains items used to work with the program. Click on the first menu, File. What you see now is called a drop-down menu, since it drops down from the menu bar. Each item in this menu is used to work with the program in some way, such as saving a file. Once a drop-down menu is displayed, you can display other drop-down menus by simply sliding the mouse over to another menu name. Slide the mouse over to the word Edit. The Edit drop-down menu is now displayed. To choose one of the items in this drop-down menu, you would simply click it. We're not going to do that right now. To remove the menu, just click the word Edit again. The two rows of buttons beneath the menu bar are called toolbars. Each of these buttons represents a shortcut to one of the items found in a menu bar menu. For example, the button with the picture of the floppy disk on it is used to save the file that's currently displayed. If you're not sure what a toolbar button is for, you can simply move the mouse over it, and the name of the button will pop up. Move the mouse pointer over one of the buttons. The message that pops up is called a tool tip. Notice also that a description of the button appears in the lower left corner of the WordPad window. The horizontal bar at the bottom of the window is called the status bar, and it often displays helpful information. The blank section in the middle of the window is where the document associated with the program generally appears. In WordPad, a document could be a letter or a grocery list. Right now, the document section is blank since we haven't started a new document or opened an existing one. Next, I want to show you how you can run another program without closing the WordPad window. You simply follow the same procedures to open any program. This time, however, I'm going to show you another way to run a program. First, click the Start button in the taskbar. The Run item lets you run a program by typing its name. Please highlight it and then click it. This is the Run dialog box. A dialog box is a special window that is used to give information to Windows. Notice that this dialog box says you can run a program or open a folder or document. However, you need to know the name and location of the program file that actually runs the program you're after. You can use the Browse button to help you locate the file, but you still have to have some idea of the file name and its location. You might recall from Lesson 1 that Windows provides a program called Notepad. Let's run it. I happen to know that the program file that runs Notepad is called Notepad, and it's located in the Windows 95 folder. If a program you want is located in the Windows 95 folder, you don't have to type in the folder name, just the file name. Type in the word Notepad now. Now click the OK button to run the program. Now you see the Notepad window, which should look familiar to you from Lesson 1. Notice that its window contains some of the same features that the WordPad window has, a title bar and menu bar. It doesn't have a toolbar, though, since not all programs have toolbars. The fact that Windows asks all programs to adhere to certain standards is a great advantage. Once you learn how to use one program, learning other programs is much easier. For example, opening and saving files is very similar among all programs. When you have more than one window open on your desktop, you're allowed to work with only one window at a time. The window you are currently working with is called the Active window, and its title bar generally appears in a different color. Right now, the Notepad program window is active because you just opened it. But what if you'd like to switch back to the WordPad window and start working? There are several ways to switch windows. We'll pick the easiest one first. Look down in the taskbar and locate the button labeled Untitled, Notepad. Notice that the Notepad button is sunk down into the taskbar. This means that Notepad is the active window. To make WordPad the active window, you just click its button in the taskbar. Click the button labeled Document WordPad now. WordPad should now be in front of the Notepad window, and its button should be sunk down in the taskbar. To switch back over to the Notepad window, you could click the Notepad button in the taskbar. But there's another way to switch. If you can see part of the window that you want, you can simply click anywhere in that window to make it active. Just make sure you don't click on a spot that actually makes the program do something, such as a toolbar button. I tend to click the title bar of the window I want. Click on an empty part of Notepad's title bar now. Now Notepad is active. Suppose you'd like to keep Notepad running, but you want to make its window disappear from the desktop. Locate the three buttons on the far right side of the title bar. The first button, with a single line in it, is called the Minimize button. Clicking it makes the window disappear, but keeps its program running. Go ahead and click the Minimize button. The Notepad window is gone, but look in the taskbar. The Notepad button tells us that Notepad is still around, but isn't active. WordPad is now the active window. Now let's run another program without closing these two. Windows 95 comes with a small graphics program called Paint. It's located in the Accessories menu. First, click the Start button in the taskbar. Now, highlight the Programs item. Highlight the Accessories item. Highlight the Paint item. If you don't see it listed, pause the audio and click the Help button in the play bar. There you'll find instructions for installing Paint. Click the Paint item. As you can see in the taskbar, you now have three programs running. Actually, there are four, if you count the Zoom Tutor program. If you recall, the Notepad window is currently minimized, meaning that the Notepad program is still running, but its window doesn't appear anywhere on the desktop. To make the window reappear, you simply click its button in the taskbar. Please click the Notepad button now. Next, we're going to experiment with some ways to view all three of your running programs. You could manually resize each window if you wanted, but Windows provides some built-in window arrangers. First, click the right mouse button anywhere in an empty spot on the taskbar. What you see now is a pop-up menu. Whenever you click the right mouse button on an object in Windows, one of these little menus generally pops up. This particular menu lets you arrange the windows on your desktop. It also lets you control certain properties or characteristics of the taskbar. You'll do that later in the course. Let's see what the Cascade command at the very top of the menu does. Highlight it by moving the mouse pointer over it and then click it. Windows has nicely layered all three windows so that you can see part of each one. I'm going to let you click each program's button in the taskbar and see how the windows rearrange themselves. Begin by clicking the Paint button. Now click the Notepad button in the taskbar. Finally, click the WordPad button in the taskbar. Now right-click on an empty part of the taskbar again. If you want to clear off your desktop in one fell swoop without closing your programs, you can use the Minimize All Windows item. Another way to select an item from your menu is by typing the letter that is underlined. Go ahead and type an M on your keyboard to choose Minimize All Windows. Notice that even the Zoom Tutor play bar window became minimized. Go ahead and click on the Zoom Tutor button in the taskbar to restore it. Next, I want to show you another helpful feature when working with your program windows. Move the mouse pointer to the WordPad button in the taskbar. Now click your right mouse button on the WordPad button. This pop-up menu contains items used to work just with the WordPad window. For example, you can restore it to the desktop or close it completely. Notice that some of the items are dimmed. That means they are unavailable right now. For example, you obviously can't minimize the window because it's already minimized. Let's maximize the WordPad window now. highlight, and then click Maximize. Good. Now bring up the pop-up menu for the Notepad program by right-clicking its Taskbar button. This time, let's restore Notepad. Highlight and click Restore. Now let's close the Paint program using its pop-up menu. First, right-click its Taskbar button. Now type a C to close Paint. We know that the Paint program is truly closed because its button no longer appears in the taskbar. Let's close the other two windows, starting with WordPad. This time, I'll show you yet another way to close a window. Locate the small icon on the far left side of the WordPad title bar. Now click either your left or right mouse button on the icon. This is the same menu that appears when you right-click the Programs button in the taskbar. Type a C to choose the Close item. Finally, close the Notepad window by clicking its Close button on the far right side of the title bar. Before we finish up this lesson, I want to show you how you can run DOS in Windows 95. If you're not familiar with DOS, that's okay. Windows 95 doesn't require you to deal with DOS, so you can exit this lesson now if you want by clicking the Exit button in the play bar. Windows 95 provides an easy way to get into DOS. First, click the Start button in the taskbar. Next, highlight the Programs item. Notice the MS-DOS Prompt item. Clicking this item brings up a DOS window. Highlight it, and then click it. If the DOS screen is taking up your entire screen, hold down the key labeled ALT on your keyboard and press the Enter key. The DOS window looks just like any other window, except that there isn't a menu bar. You can maximize this window by clicking its Maximize button, or you can resize it by choosing a different font in the far left white rectangle in the toolbar. The toolbar lets you control other aspects of the DOS window, such as the font and whether to display the title bar and toolbar. You can now work with DOS just as you did before using Windows. For example, to run a DOS program, you would just type in the command that runs the program and press Enter. You can also run Windows programs this way if you want to. Now close it using the Close button in the upper right corner. By the way, some DOS programs might appear in your Programs list, where you can run them just like a Windows program. The program runs in the DOS window you just saw, and you can still switch among other open windows on your desktop. This concludes Lesson 2. Now that you have a handle on working with programs in Windows, the next lesson teaches you how to work with documents. Just click the Lesson 3 title when you return to the Windows 95 tutorial menu. Goodbye.